I'm standing outside Edinburgh's Cameo Cinema just before midday on Sunday the 9th of December, just a few days before The Hobbit is released in Scottish cinemas. It's been roughly 9 years since the final film in the Lord of the Rings trilogy was released, and the Cameo are going to be showing all three films in one go. I decided to come along and see if I can endure 9 hours of films with just a packed lunch with me to keep me going and a few hundred other people in the auditorium. We'll see how we get on. Why did you decide to come along to see sort of nearly 10 hours of films today?
I guess because I've watched them, I've sort of thought about watching them all in a row on DVD, but I've never sort of had the day free to do it, and then I thought, well, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it in the cinema.
Are you planning to go and see The Hobbit when it comes out in a day or two?
Probably, yeah, yeah. I'm not as excited on principle because I didn't really enjoy the book of The Hobbit as much as the book of Lord of the Rings, but I mean, I don't know, you might feel slightly
different. I'm a bit puzzled about the trilogy, to be honest, i.e. I'm not sure how it will work and why there was a need to make it a trilogy, but I do want to give them a chance and see how they fare.
I'm now back outside the Cameo after the first film, Fellowship of the Ring. It's been just over 3 hours. We had one short break in between as the reels were changed on the film. They're showing original 35mm. And I'm just going to have a chat to some fans, find out what they've been thinking about watching the first movie again on the big screen. I'm just wondering why you decided to come along today for 9 hours of Lord of the Rings.
Well, I've always really liked the Lord of the Rings films, and I've not seen them in a while, so I thought it'd be a good chance to get out and spend 9 hours sitting in a cinema with my dad.
As my son always said to him, one day we'd sit down and watch all three films at once, so this was a good opportunity actually to come to the cinema and watch all the three films in an old-style cinema.
Now I'm about to head in for the second film of the day, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Wish me luck. So we've just come out of the second film in the trilogy. That's 6 hours in. How's it? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling good. I've got cake, coffee. I'm ready for the last film. In fact, I'd watch The Hobbit after the last film as well if I could.
And you're certainly dressed for the part. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're wearing today? Well,
I'm not sure that's appropriate for whatever this is for, but basically I didn't have an authentic Hobbit look, so I've come as Bilbo Baggins' pimp cousin.
Complete with cloak?
Cloak, sword.
Maybe describe it a little bit.
I've got a wooden sword, because you can't wear metal swords. I've got cords, leather boots.
Not your normal look?
Not my normal look, no.
Cool, and you think you'll last out through the third film?
Oh, absolutely. I might even go home and watch the special edition extras, I don't know.
And you're looking forward to The Hobbit coming out as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to see it on the 14th, very excited. And I'm thrilled that he's going to make three movies instead of one, because he could just keep on making Lord of the Rings films for his entire career and I'd be happy, even if he's making them up.
Fantastic, I'll let you go and get your dinner.
Brian, thanks very much.
So it's 10:15 at night, we're all finally leaving the Cameo screen one. Happy, tired, it's been a bit of an adventure, more ways than one. I'm certainly looking forward to The Hobbit even more now. But I'll leave the final words to some of my fellow travellers in this epic event. What's it been like enduring the last 9 or 10 hours? Has it been an endurance test, or have you loved every minute of it?
I think that's actually the second time we've done it. About 7 years ago we did the extended editions when we were at university. Just ourselves and a couple of other friends. That was kind of worse. We did that from midnight till sort of 10, 11 a.m. the next day. So
was that on DVD or?
Yeah, that was on DVD. We took a break every disc change. So we just thought we'd try it again. It is quite. I think my legs are quite sore. That's quite a physical endurance.
What about yourself? Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I did have to stand up for the last hour or so because I just couldn't take any more sitting down. But yeah, no, it was... I mean, we've got them at home, but it's different to see them in the cinema, even though it's not the extended editions. It's just not the same. It's not on the cinema screen. So it's really good.
And are you looking forward to seeing The Hobbit next week?
Yes, definitely. Although I might have to wait till my parents come up for Christmas. But yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
Did you have a good day?
Yeah, it was a great day. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Do you feel better than you thought you might after 9 or 10 hours of sitting through the film?
I feel quite emotional, you know.
It does. I actually feel that bit like that as well. You feel like you've been there with them, haven't you?
Yeah, it's mostly the music that gets me. Whenever like they have a sort of an emotional scene and they kick that classic na na na, that music just like, yeah, you just well up. Poor Sam.
Do you feel like you've been to Mount Doom and back?
I feel like I've been had a lot of coffee.
Would you do it again?
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
Extended editions or these fines?
Extended editions. Once they have all three films of The Hobbit, you can have all three films plus all three films. I'm talking 24 hours. I'm doing it.
By yourself.